Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, and like most Americans today, hopefully all Americans today, our heart is hurting, aching with the loss, tragic deaths of at least 31 people now killed over this last weekend with incidents in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. And our hearts go out to those who have lost a loved one, those families that are struggling with recovery from serious injury, and we're praying for you. We're praying for you. You know, it got me thinking today about the power of influence. You know, it says that the definition of influence is the capacity to have an effect on the character, development, or behavior of another person. And I was thinking as we were talking about the program today about how people, unfortunately, in this country, sounds like a lot of young men in particular, are being influenced with negativity, with hate, with destruction, with evil. A lot of that's going online, apparently. It's going on in our country. And I started to get angry as I was thinking about if we are not intentional in reaching this next generation of young men and women with godliness, with positive growth, with the loving care of God through His Holy Spirit, with success that matters. So if we're not influencing this next generation in a positive way, somebody is. And I was telling my wife, Donna, over the weekend that now more than ever, this message of intentional living is needed. If we're not intentional with this next generation, somebody's going to be. Somebody's going to be intentional with your kids and your grandkids. And we just pray that it'll be the people in life that makes a difference. And it got us thinking about the power of influence in your life today. Who has most influenced you? You know what I want to do? I want to take this next 20 minutes, half hour that we have here together, and just open up the phone line and ask you to call and say, who was the one that influenced you in a positive way more than anybody else? And how, what influence did that impact your life? What difference has that made in your life? Would you do that? I'm going to open the phone lines right now. We'll get as many on as we can. 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. I have a teaching called The Five Men That Most Influenced My Life. I want to send that to you. It's an MP3. And we'll, if we get your email, we'll get that to you. Just to say thanks for calling if you get on the air with me. All right, phone line's open. Sally, you're ready to go. And Stephen and Rob, we're ready to do this. 888-888-1717. Who is it that has most influenced your life? A teacher, a pastor, maybe it's been a sibling, maybe it's been a mom or dad, someone at church, to coach. What difference did they make in your life in a positive way? Listen, let's get intentional about the influences going on in the lives of people today. 888-888-1717. Derek has a message. I'm not sure what this is. Rob tells me it's sort of a secret comment that was left for me. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, I remember one moment when I was in high school. My dad, we worked on the yard on the weekends, picking weeds, moving rocks, trimming trees, that kind of thing. And I remember there was a few occasions where I thought it was good enough. I can move on. And my dad comes back out and takes a look and says, was this really your best? And it's one of those kind of moments where it was a check in my own heart of thinking, no, this really wasn't my best. And my dad saying to me, when you do anything, it's worth doing it right. And so it was one of those things of where I want to go back and I wanted to do it correctly. And so it was one of those things of I could push myself further to do it right and do it the way it needs to be done. And that's something that I've carried with me. And to this day, when I work on anything, it's one of those things where I hear his voice in my mind that says, was this the best? Could I have done it better? And if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it right. And it's absolutely informed how I run my business now that I'm a business owner and I'm doing my own work and I'm having to work with clients, and I'm making sure that when I provide them a final product, it's going to be absolutely to the standard that I have for myself. There's even times where I have clients who come back and they say, hey, that's great. We love it. And I'm kind of like, no, actually, there's a few things I want to go back and change because I'm not happy with it. That's part of what's kept with me.
Wow. That, by the way, that Derek happens to be my son, Derek Carlson, our youngest son. And he's got a childhood memory there that was kind of a teenage memory. I don't even remember that, but it shows you the power of what we remember. And we're proud of you, Derek, and I'm glad we had that kind of influence in your life.
You know, Doctor, the reason I surprised you with that, Derek told me that story a few years ago, and it really stuck with me because, you know, Derek is such a creative guy and he's so successful. And we were talking and I said, how do you keep the business side going? Because you're so good at that. And he told me that story. He talked about the fact that you influenced him in such a powerful way that he's able to run his business so well. And let me tell you something. One more thing. When he told me that story, you influenced me. Because when I heard about how you dealt with your son, I took that and I thought, I need to do that with my own family. So thank you for your influence.
Thank you. Well, that's nice. That's a nice way to start the show today. Thank you. Well, we got a lot of people calling. The lines are busy. You're welcome to join in. Who's most influenced you? Today, on a day like today where America, we're hurting because of the negative influences that are going on in the lives of so many young people, especially young men, it seems like. Who's most influenced you? And I hope it'll be a reminder in our heads that we need to be influencing people for Christ in a positive way. 888-888-1717. And let's move along here. Let me see. We got a call from Michigan. Who's this?
My name is Matthew from Concord, Michigan. I just want to tell a story about a man that influenced my life. It was Harry Solinaire from the Pacific Garden Mission, downtown Chicago on State Street. As a young child, we used to go there a lot from a very dysfunctional family. But Harry Solinaire was a prayer warrior. In one instance, he prayed for my dad for 20 years before my dad accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior. Another instance, which really influenced me, one day they couldn't find old Harry. He was the president of the mission. And they searched everywhere, and they finally found him in the prayer room on his hands and knees. He'd been praying all night and so long that his knees had locked up and he couldn't even get off the floor. He taught me a lot as a child about not giving up on people and to keep everything centered in front of Christ and to keep praying for people and not give up on them. I don't know what I'd done without the Pacific Garden Mission. And they had an old radio broadcast, The Unshackled. They did a series on my dad. My dad was a disabled veteran from the Battle of the Bulge, a drunken gambler. And when he got saved, like I said, it took 20 years of Harry praying for my dad. Harry led a lot of men off the street to Chicago to our Lord and Savior, and I thank God for men like Harry Solinaire. I want to thank you very much, Randy, and God bless your ministry, and thank you for this time.
Thank you, Matthew. Listen, you know, Harry Solinaire, some of those of you old-timers remember the Pacific Garden Mission and the radio program. My dad was featured on that radio show as well. My dad, for some of you who knew Maury Carlson, my dad grew up, didn't know Christ till late 20s, he was a dance band leader back in way back in the 30s, up Chicago and up the west coast of Michigan, and God radically saved him. And when he got a hold of my dad, he really got a hold of him. And one of the things, in fact, the five men that most influenced my life, my dad was number one on the list. He taught me a lot of things, but the thing that I taught in this lesson and I remembered about my dad, and he's in heaven now, is he was a constant encourager. You can do it. God's with you. And I miss that. I miss that after my dad went home to be with the Lord. He was an encourager. He would speak into my life. You know, someone once said that 9/10 of education is encouragement. And that's powerful. Okay, who most influenced you? 888-888-1717. Let's get to the calls. Tiffany is in Georgia. Welcome to the program,
Hi.
Tiffany. Appreciate your
Hi,
call.
How are you?
Good, good. Who most influenced you?
My grandmother.
And how did she do that?
Her ministry was through food. She had her own deli. So the people actually respected her. There were people that she even met the President Carter at one time, and they had a relationship where, I mean, she just was a kind person. And through her continuously loving the Lord, her three daughters were saved as well. And then I was her grandchild, you know, use that as another ministry. So I continue to use that and try to be like her in some form or fashion as I raise my daughter in the Lord as well. Yeah.
So encouragement was what Grandma did.
Right.
Powerful. Listen, I think what we're going to hear today, Tiffany, is people aren't going to call in and say, you know, who influenced my life was the person that was critical of me and always corrective of me or ignoring me or whatever. We're going to hear, like Tiffany, encouragement, love, care, attention. And I think on a day like today in America, if we're not intentional in influencing and being influenced by the right people, it's going to continue to be that the negativity that we're seeing in our country. We're getting the wrong people influencing the people with the wrong message. Influence is a form of leadership. It's the capacity to have an effect in the character, development, and behavior of another person. And that happened with Tiffany. Yeah. Okay, listen, we'll take a quick break. We got a lot of calls. I promise when I come back, we're just going to get through these. Love to have you join in. Who most influenced you? Was it a parent, grandparent, teacher, coach? Who was it? 888-888-1717 is the number. Back more in about 2 minutes.
Terry, just saw your status and thought I'd pass this on to you. Sounded like you could use a little encouragement today. Call me when you get a chance.
Encouraging others and living intentionally can be a real challenge. When you click like at our Facebook page, we hope you'll be encouraged to lead an intentional life every day. Share a kind word, comment on wall posts, and like Terry's friend, encourage one of your friends to become part of something great. Search for Intentional Living at Facebook. Click like and then pass the word on to someone you care about. Find Intentional Living on Facebook today.
You can't lead your family unless you lead yourself. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with another Intentional Living Minute, and today, talking about the power of self-leadership. Leadership isn't optional, it's a universal need. Leading others and not leading yourself is hypocrisy. Your spouse will see through it, your kids will see through it, your coworkers will see through it as well. I want you to know, though, when we think about self-leadership, it's really not about self. It's really about God, submitting to God first and allowing Him to be the leader of our lives. And when He's the leader of our lives, it allows us in turn then to lead ourselves, and so we can lead others that we love and our family and in the workplace. And when you do these things intentionally every day, leading yourself, submitting to God, that's intentional living.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
And you know, the Intentional Minute is posted every day on Facebook. If you like the page, when you go there, it'll come to your news feed daily. Just go to facebook.com/intentionalliving and join in. Like the page, we'll get this to you. Intentional Living Minute, just to encourage you today. Today in America, where we're having a season of prayer and loss, remembering the lives and families who were tragically taken from us in El Paso and Dayton yesterday, got me thinking about influence and the power of influence. And one of the messages of intentional living is be influenced by the right people. Let your kids be influenced by the right people. And let's talk today about the people who influenced you that made the biggest difference in your life. I want to send you, by the way, if you call and I get you on the air, I'm going to send you an MP3 download from the ministry called The 5 Men That Influenced My Life. It's the power of influence. 888-888-1717. Marissa is in Florida. Hi there, Marissa.
Hi. How are you?
Good, good. Appreciate your call. Who most influenced you?
I have to say my grandmother, my maternal grandmother.
Hmm. And what kind of influence did she have in your life?
Well, she always talk about the Lord. And one thing I will never forget, at age 5, she had me to learn the Psalm 23rd as a poem, say it at church. But then when I learned it as a poem, she looked at me and she said, now I need you to learn this for yourself because this is what's going to be with you at all times. And even today, I have, when I was a teenager, I went away and that Psalm never left me. And my grandmother, even when I was not understanding the ways of the Lord, my grandmother told me, she said, the Lord is your shepherd.
Amen.
And you shall not want. And then when she went to the part where it says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me. She said, even if Satan influenced your mind, in a manner that he kept you ignorant of the love of God and had you going out there doing different things that were hurting yourself. The Lord was telling you that he was still there protecting you. Mm. That he wants you to acknowledge him, that he influenced you.
How long ago, how old were you at the time? How long ago was that, roughly, that you recall that memory?
This was when I was in my 18, 19 years.
Yeah.
When she told me that, because I had my first son when I was 18 years old.
Wow.
And I was, like, feeling so bad because I had my son out of wedlock and so forth.
But she was speaking into your life. And I think the thing that's interesting, Marissa, is that we remember things about influence from people who may never remember that they've done that. We're constantly influencing each other, rubbing off on each other. And today it's multiplied because of the online activities that seem to be sometimes used in wrong ways. Hey, Marissa, thank you for your call. Be safe driving. We're going to make sure we get you that MP3 download. By the way, if you call, get through on the air here with me, we're going to send you free of charge an MP3 download of the five men that most influenced my life, which is really a message just about the power of influence. That's really what it is. Scott, thank you, Marissa. Scott is in Arizona. Scott, welcome to Intentional Living.
Hello, Dr. Randy. How are you doing today?
Good, my friend. Who influenced you?
Well, listen, back I came to town in Tucson. I'm originally from Lubbock, Texas. In 1996, July 1996, I hitchhiked here and came to town with a duffel bag and 3 cents in my pocket. And if it wasn't for the Gospel Rescue Mission here in Tucson, I probably wouldn't be alive today.
Wow.
And as I'm here today talking to you, I am married now, and I've been married 22 years. And I go to Tucson Baptist Church, and I am a deacon now, too.
Wow. So you hitchhiked here, had nothing, and you ended up at the Gospel Rescue Mission in Tucson, and that radically impacted your life, the
yes,
people
sir.
There.
I was on drugs. And I didn't know the Lord at the time. I didn't have nothing. And now I've got everything in the world that I could that I need.
Amen.
You know, and that's thanks to the Lord, to God. You know, because He really changed my life considerably.
That's fantastic. Well, I hope the guys and ladies involved in the Gospel Rescue Mission, some of them are listening in Tucson, because, boy, I tell you, this is our home, Tucson, and these folks at the Gospel Rescue Mission have a passion. They just took on a huge project, an old hotel, I think it was a Holiday Inn. They completely remodeled it and made it, I think it's called in the Place of Hope or the Center of Hope, or I think it is. Somebody from Gospel Rescue Mission, call and tell me for sure. But they're reaching just so many hundreds and hundreds of people. That's influence. So much of what we get today, I don't want to get on a soapbox here, but when you turn on the television, you turn on cable news, so much of what you see is the negativity, what's happening wrong in America. We're putting the spotlight on the stuff that's negative because it's new. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, it grows cume, the number of people viewing. But man, we need to be putting the camera and the spotlight on the places where lives are being changed and radically impacted. That they're not showing up for that. You know, I'm thinking of it personally. When I stand in a conference and I see about 70 or 80% of people stand and say, here's one thing I'm making as a commitment for my marriage. And I see couples walking out closer and more in love, maybe a divorce being averted, a marriage being strengthened, a family staying intact. You know, that's not what's being featured today. Those are not the kind of impact stories that we're hearing about, unfortunately, today. While you're sharing it today, you just did, Scott, my friend, the Gospel Rescue Mission. Who most impacted your life? Give us a call, 888-888-1717. Hang on, Scott. We'll make sure if we didn't get your email address, we'll send you the MP3. Send it to everybody today, the MP3 download, Five Men That Influenced My Life, a teaching from Intentional Living. Next, I'm going to go to Renee in New Mexico. Welcome to the program, Renee.
Hi.
Appreciate it. Who most influenced you?
Well, my question, I mean, it's more, I guess, a turnaround question.
Okay.
Is how do I influence family members? I have my sister and her children living in my home, and the past couple weeks have been really stressful because my niece got into some trouble. And I feel that she's looked up to me a lot. She's asked me questions. We can talk to each other about anything. And I feel that because they're living in my house, in my home, I provided for them for the past year, that I should receive some type of apology, you know, for her actions. And it's been really a stressful and hurtful time for me. That
well, you got a couple things going on, Renee. It sounds like you have family in your house, and they're not really abiding by some rules and respect, and they're not behaving in a way that you find conducive for your lifestyle and the way you want to run your home.
Yes.
Okay. Remember, influence is something that happens. We don't step out and say, hey, I'm going to go influence somebody. We influence people just by virtue of being alive. You can negatively influence somebody and you can positively influence, but we are constantly influencing people. And if they're right in your home, you're influencing them by virtue of them being there with you. I don't know all the details, so I don't want to give too much insight of what I would do, but I'll give you some principles that you should follow. If someone's in your home, to be able to sit down and say, look, this is the way we're running this home. You have standards, and the reason we have these standards, and then lay it out, because I love God, because I want to respect God. I want to help you, and I want to encourage you to be successful in your life. But this isn't a hotel that I'm running. This isn't a bed and breakfast. This isn't a home rental. You're here because I've allowed you to be here, and I love you, and I want the best for you. But I want to be very clear about my expectations. And you got to lay your expectations out, and those expectations have to be clear, maybe even in writing. And if people violate those expectations, then there needs to be consequences, because that's the way life works. So in your case, remember, influence sometimes can be tough. It can be strong. Influence is not always soft and gushy and loving and huggy and kissy. Sometimes it's holding people accountable. I call it active respect. In other words, I respect you enough that I'm willing to hold you accountable. That's influence as well. I hope that helps. Renee, we'll be praying for you. Quick break. We'll be back with more. We'd love to have you join in. The phone line will remain open. I'm going to stay here in the studio after our half hour, and we're just going to continue to talk. And by the way, the MP3 download, I'm going to send it to you. It's our gift to those of you I get to talk to. Who is it in your life that's most influenced you? When you think about where you are today, who has influenced you in a positive way in your life? Maybe you never really stopped and thought about it. Could have been a Sunday school teacher in fourth grade. How did that coach impact your life in a positive way? Maybe it was a teacher. Maybe it was a parent. You know, there's five men that influenced my life. My dad was number one on the list. Maybe I'll share some of these others. But I will tell you this. For everybody who gets through, I'll send you the MP3 download of all five men that influenced my life and how they did it. Today, when we're remembering the lives of those who have been lost with the tragedy of these two young men who violently took the lives of these people, you wonder who influenced their lives with hatred and anger and whatever else that led to that destructive act. Listen, let's be intentional today to impact people, influence people with godly influence. Phone lines open. Give me a call, 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Secondly, He adopted you. You know, something about adoption is a powerful thing. And those of us that have been impacted by adoption, we understand that that is a great gift, isn't it? To understand that God actually adopted you and me into His kingdom, into His family. Thank you for your support. An excerpt on the reason why for intentional living. What difference, why does intentional living matter? And the teaching this month for members is on the reason why for intentional living. It's my gift to you. It comes automatically to members, those who support every month. With your best gift this month, however, if you've never shared a gift before, ask for it, and we'll send it to you. The reason why for intentional living, and also Hope That Lights the Way, a brand new 16-month wall calendar, our gift to you when you request it, only this month. It'll be for the next 16 months. Very positive. It'll be very intentional. It's our gift to you. Thank you for your financial support. It means a lot. 888-888-1717. We're going to leave the lines open. We're going to wrap up the program in a minute, but we've got a lot of calls jamming in, coming in. We're going to get you on. We're going to record those, and it'll air tomorrow on Intentional Living. So keep calling. We do have a caller here, though, from New Mexico. Who's this?
My name is Kim, and I'd like to say that my son influences me every day. He is autistic and a survivor of emotional and physical abuse and a lot of bullying and so forth. And he is just the most positive person I've ever met. He makes me happy with his happiness, and nothing gets him down. You know, he exercises and he says that he goes to heaven, you know, when he exercises. And it's just seeing that happiness that's in his heart and in his mind, even though it's not easy for him, inspires me every day to do my best.
Well, thank you, Kim. I appreciate that. You know, as we're wrapping up the program today, I was thinking about these five men. I mentioned my dad. There's others. I'll try to mention some more tomorrow on the show. But there were five things that these five men had in common. Each of them loved God. Who do you allow influence your life? If you're a Christian, make sure that God is the center of your life, because that's an impact and influence on others. The other thing I noticed is each of them loved their families. That was important to me, and it was important to them. In other words, they exemplified, not in perfection in any way, but they loved their families. None of them were perfect. Each of them had a desire to serve others. I thought that was interesting. These were five men who were all other-focused in some way. Each of the men that influenced me was willing to share their life with me. They encouraged me. They'd speak into my life. When needed, they would challenge me. They'd bring ideas and creativity. And each of them encouraged me in a different way. That was kind of interesting as I thought about it. Not each of the men encouraged me in the same way. Some encouraged me spiritually, and others in the practical ways of, you know, being successful in marriage or in a business or in ministry. And so think about who are the people that have most influenced you and which one comes to the surface today. We're going to leave the phone line open here as we go off. We're going to go right instantly into recording for tomorrow because we want to share some more of these. So give us a call. We'll make sure the MP3 download, our gift to you, gets to you if you give us your email address. And the phone number is 888-888-1717. That's the number. For Stephen, Sally, and Rob, thank you all. This is Intentional Living. We'll see you tomorrow with more.